She's so LA. If LA stands for lots of awesomeness, here's Gray Drake with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
So, Gray, before we talk about the movie Malignant, I got to ask you about this survey that came out. People, they asked how many hot dogs could you eat in 10 minutes? What would you say? Yeah, how many?
In 10 minutes?
Yep.
With bread?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Crap. Three, probably.
Okay. All right.
Very good.
That's higher than the average. Most people said two.
Mm-hmm.
Look at you.
Oh, I mean, they're delicious, and I'm also, yes, thank you, an overachiever.
And I want to win.
Our own little gray chestnut here, right? Okay, yeah, we didn't think we could do much better either. But
yeah,
just
three,
curious.
Maybe four. I could maybe do four.
Here's that clip now from the movie Malignant.
Gabriel, is he your imaginary friend?
Whatever you went through before you joined our family, it hurt you in a way that I can't even imagine. You created him.
Maddie, what's going on?
Nope. And I'm out. Trailer
again?
Too scary?
Again?
No, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, in a movie that Kurt is to be sure to have watched eventually, just in part separately on YouTube.
In the daytime.
James Wan, the creator of The Conjuring, and also weirdly the director of Aquaman, has created this movie, and he also started the Saw franchise. So if that gives you all an idea of where this movie lives, horror-wise, you kind of already know if you want to see it or not, right? Mostly everybody in this room is a no, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, correct.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So I'm ignoring you guys completely and instead speaking to people who have, you know, guts.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Good idea.
And Malignant is a hearkening back to a classic horror movie style called Giallo. So your history lesson is that Giallo is like, it's sort of a wild version of horror that is super violent. It involves a lot of visions, sometimes it's supernatural, and they're like usually reserved for like fancy schmancy art style directors, but James Wan knows a lot about horror movies and he created this story, so I'm going to be purposely vague because there's a lot to spoil in this film.
All right.
But the main character, Madison, has always had an imaginary friend, and his name is Gabriel.
Mm.
It's like, the minute you start naming imaginary friends after angels, you're in trouble.
Yeah, not good.
Yeah.
Better than Lucifer.
That's true.
always the optimist over there, Ken.
Or Damien.
And so she has a very troubled youth. And things eventually, like, start to look normal. She doesn't really talk to Gabriel as much. They're not so close. Perhaps he moved, went to college, got married, you know. But then there's an incident. And Madison starts understanding that the Gabriel that she thought was just her imaginary friend might, in fact, be something very, very different.
Hmm.
So here is who will like this movie. If you enjoy movies like Saw that are more on the violent side, there's gore. They definitely deliver that in Malignant. This one is going to be available to you on HBO Max. Do not turn it on if you have kids. It's really intense, and James Wan is definitely having fun here, being let loose from the reins of like the DC universe. You know, he's kind of doing a movie just for himself. So extreme horror movie fans definitely should apply because it's one of the most amazing horror movies I've seen in a long time.
Mm.
But everybody else, like, it's too much for you. Sit down.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Gray Drake joins us to talk about the movies every week. And, of course, you can always get your fix of Gray on YouTube. She has her own YouTube channel. It's called The Gray Area, and Gray is spelled G-R-A-E.
Good morning. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt. Saying what you're thinking. You know, minus all the swears. Star 102.5.